Okay, so here we are with Luis Fernando from Imaflora from Brazil. Luis, I know you've been involved with the FSC for a long time, and certainly Imaflora has, and you've put forward some pretty interesting motions, I think, over the last 2 days to the floor, and I think just about all of them have been passed. Tell us about those, and tell us about your own background first.
I am an agronomist with PhD in crop science. I'm the executive director for Imaflora. I've been the executive director for since 2005. It's my second General Assembly, but Imaflora's organization has been involved since we were founded in 1995, but the people involved in creation, in creating the organization, was involved in the creation of FSC.
Right.
So we participated since the first assembly in 1993 in Canada.
Right.
We presented 4 motions to the General Assembly. One is about, was a proposal to FSC to review the labeling policy. We think it's a critical issue that the labeling options we have today missed somehow the attractiveness and the mission. And it was approved. It was the hardest one. We were not so aware that it was going to be approved. We submitted a second one that was an effort to increase certification in the tropics. FSC to put energy goals, indicators, a budget to increase certification. It was approved,
I think, almost unanimously, in fact.
Yeah, Slimf represented one that the aim was to reduce costs for Slimf operations, and we presented the proposal was that not the translation of public summer is not to be a requirement. So the public summary should be available in the local language and not necessarily be translated to one of the official languages of FSC. The proposal was not to decrease transparency, but to reduce costs for communities. And the fourth one was about the CO tropics, the wording of principal criteria.
Right.
The review process considers a more appropriate wording that is more applicable for small communities, and it was approved as well.
And they all got through.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a great result, and I think there's been some good motions for the social chamber generally. I mean, I know, you know, you're not in the social chamber, you're Economic North, but I think, you know, with there's a lot of social chamber. Or Economic South, sorry. There's a lot of guys here from the social chamber, from Brazil and from Latin America. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of motions come through that hopefully will support them a lot. You know, the push for certification of the tropics, the push for really recognising Indigenous people and see what can be done there. So I think overall it's been I feel very positive about it as an organisation that's working in the tropics. I think we've made some good ground at this General Assembly.
I totally agree. I guess the Tropical Forest Trust had a major role in the assembly in supporting things to improve the system and increase benefits for communities, smallholders. I'd like to remark that we put a lot of energy in all those motions that would increase the access and attractiveness for communities. So I would like to highlight the motion to have a new possibility, a more flexible statement in the seal to promote community forest management. I'd like also to highlight the importance of your support for the motion to have ILO conventions in the industry especially. And I'd like to, as a final remark, explain a little bit of Imaflora. How does we fit inside this General Assembly?
Yeah, please.
We are a not-for-profit organization, an NGO, but we are an economic chamber because we are considered ACB. Actually, we are an inspection body of the Smartwood program through a partnership with Rainforest Alliance. So Rainforest Alliance is accredited by FSC, and Imaflora leads the process in Brazil of forest management chain of custody. And certification for us is a tool to achieve our mission. And our mission is to promote social and environmental changes in forestry and agriculture. We work in agriculture as well. And certification has been our main tool, but not the only one to achieve this goal, this mission. We also work with capacity building, responsible consumption, and public policies. And we work with certification because we believe it can improve governance, it may catalyze social environmental changes, and we strive to make it accessible and applicable for communities in Brazil. That's it.
And I think you're doing a good job, mate, and I'd like to thank you for it. And thanks for putting all those motions. Thanks for supporting them so strongly, and I think it's leading to a great outcome. So thanks, Lewis.
I appreciate. I invite you to visit us.
I will. Very good. Cheers. Bye.